for a Monday morning. Yeah, good morning, everybody. How you doing? Hey, if you're just waking up, I'm not Matt Flynn, but you are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. Stu Daniels here, Stu Man, the newsman, filling in for Matt today. He's taking some well-deserved time off. He'll be back in a couple of weeks, but I'm going to be here all week for you this week. So buckle in. Hey, if you want to join the conversation, feel free. The phone number is 844-967-2789. You can also text us at that number if you have something you would like to add. And today we've been talking about the cost of misinformation. And I'm not talking about a woman whose last name is Information. I'm talking about misinformation. In the previous segment, we were talking about people in Russia being lied to by their government, by the government-run news sources. And obviously, Russians aren't the only ones who are heavily influenced by misinformation. Here in the United States, at least a third of the general public believes that the presidential election in 2020 was rigged and that Donald Trump actually won the election. They believe that because Trump started telling them a year before the election that if he didn't win, it was because the election was rigged. Of course, he repeated that lie after the election. And at first, many Republicans said Joe Biden won the election fairly. But because Trump continued to lie about the results of the election, many Republicans eventually started to repeat Trump's lie. What's the cost of misinformation? Why aren't the people of Russia rising up and taking to the streets over the killing of their relatives in Ukraine? It's because they don't believe it's happening. They've been lied to and brainwashed. It's not much different than the Americans who believe the lies they hear on Fox so-called news. Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Mark Levin. Many of us know people who believe that Trump won the 2020 election, that liberals want to destroy this country, that tax cuts for billionaires are a good thing, that labor unions are bad, that public teachers who have devoted their lives to educating our kids are trying to indoctrinate them. Many of us know people who think Dr. Anthony Fauci, a man who has dedicated his life to keeping Americans healthy, is about to manufacture some dangerous new variant of the coronavirus, that the killing of 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook was some kind of false flag event so the left could push gun regulations. How is it that Americans believe these lies? Is it the hours and hours of radio and TV programming that they consume that poisons their brains, that makes them think Hillary Clinton is running a pedophile ring out of a pizza shop? Is there anything we can do? What can we do? You can't argue with the true believers and tell them what they believe is wrong. They'll say, you are the one who's brainwashed by the mainstream media. You can't believe the lies you hear on NBC and CNN. You can't believe the stuff you read in the New York Times or the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. These true believers know what's really going on. Makes it sound like a religion, hey? Or more accurately, a religious cult. And earlier we were going over the story that's in the New York Times about the people in Russia believing what they're being told by the state-run media. I mentioned a woman named Valentina Kramer. She says she tells her siblings in Russia what's going on, they don't believe her. She said her sister, whose name is Lyubov, I believe, lives in a town or a city called Perm. She said her sister wished her a happy birthday on February 25th, the second day of the invasion. When Ms. Kramer wrote back about the situation on the ground, her sister's answer via direct message was simple, quote, no one is bombing Kyiv, and you should actually be afraid of the Nazis whom your father fought against. Your children will be alive and healthy. We love the Ukrainian people, but you need to think hard about who you elected as president. Obviously referring to President Zelensky. Ms. Kramer said she sent photos from trusted media sites of mangled tanks and a destroyed building in Bucha to her brother in a city called Krasnoyarsk, but was met with a jarring response. Quote, he said that this site is fake news, she said, and that essentially the Ukrainian army was doing the damage. The Ukrainian army was doing the damage, being blamed on Russians. Quote, it is impossible to convince them of what they have done, Ms. Kramer said, referring to Russian forces. The story goes on and says Anastasia Belomitseva and her husband Vladimir have been encountering the same problem. They are residents of Kharkiv in Ukraine's north near the Russian border, which has been hit hard by Russian bombs. But they said in an interview that it was easier to explain the invasion to their 7-year-old daughter than to some of their relatives. Quote, they totally don't understand what is happening here. They don't understand that they just attacked us for no reason, Ms. Bolomitseva said. Her grandmother and Mr. Bolomitseva's father are in Russia. Asked whether they believe that an attack is happening, Ms. Bolomitseva responded, quote, no, and no here is written with a capital N and a capital O and an exclamation point. So she must have exclaimed no emphatically. Parts of Kharkiv have been reduced to rubble, and its city hall is a burnt-out shell. Ms. Bolomitseva said she was sending videos of the bombings to her relatives on Instagram, but they just responded with the Kremlin's oft-repeated claims that the invasion is just a, quote, special military operation, and that no civilians would be targeted. What is the price of misinformation? In reality, more than 350 civilians had died as of Saturday night. I heard yesterday that number is now over 400. And of course, that number is going to be much higher because not all of the bodies have been found yet. And that number, by the way, is according to the United Nations. It says here in this story from the New York Times that the real toll is probably much higher. For Svetlana, a 60-year-old woman living in Cherkasy, the hardest thing to accept is the advice she has received from her sister who lives in Belarus and her cousins in Tomsk, Russia, that she and other Ukrainians should not concern themselves with what is going on. What is the cost of misinformation? There's a quote here from this woman named Svetlana, 60 years old. It's not that they don't believe it is happening, but they think that the high-level politicians should figure it out. I tell them that we are people too, and this has affected us. I ask them not to hide their heads in the sand. I ask the mothers to think about not sending their sons to the army. The response was amazing to me. That is, that politicians are to blame for everything. And excuse me, you hear that here in the U.S. too, right? Sometimes if you bring things up to people about what's going on in politics, what's going on politically, it's like, it's those politicians. They're all the same. You can blame them for everything. This article goes on and says Svetlana displayed a WhatsApp exchange with her cousin, showing that her cousin had also been swayed by a narrative being pushed by Russian state TV that the West fomented this war, was thrilled to see two brotherly nations fighting each other, and was expecting to reap a significant profit from it. So that's one of the storylines that's being fed to the people of Russia. Her cousin sent a string of messages asserting that Western defense companies were raising their profits and that alternate sources of energy were being procured for the West. It was not the response she had hoped for. No recognition of the gravity of the situation for Ukrainians or sympathy for the loss of human life. What is the cost of misinformation? Quote says, every day I send them the necessary information, but the response is that this is some kind of fake information, that this cannot be the case at all, that no one can or will shoot at civilians, she said. Wow, what is the cost of misinformation? We're going to take another break. Stick around. We'll get to a little bit more from that story when we come back. Also hoping that we'll get some calls on what's going on in Russia. The price of misinformation, 844-967-2789. You can also text us. You're listening to Stu Daniels filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct.